The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Keep Calm and Crown On is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. Have you never visited MinuteWithMary.com? You've been listening to these episodes and you're wondering, what is this website? Who is this Mary, aside from the girl that I listen to in my earbuds? It's me, guys. And you know what? I love to help you feel freaking fabulous. Do you want to feel fabulous in 2020? I got you, boo. And to top things off...
Did you just say, I got you, boo? Oh my God. Okay, Snooki, go ahead.
Is that what you would say?
I have no idea, but that's what I feel like that's what you would say.
Well, I have an item that has made me feel flippin' fabulous, and that's mascara. And I've got the best darn mascara on the planet, and I want you to try it out. You can get it at 15% off at minutewithmary.com/discount. And guess what? If you don't love it, if it doesn't make you feel flippin' fabulous.
You stuck with it?
No. I give you 100% refund, man.
Stop it. Really?
I swear to God.
Can't beat that deal with a stick.
I know.
Definitely didn't want to do that.
MinuteWithMary.com/discount.
What do you want from us?
Well, the truth is, we don't know what we want. Other than we want you to be ideal. An ideal.
No human being is ideal. Only God is ideal. Which is why I'd favor the royal family being kept out of sight. Out of mind. For our own survival and sanity. But the thing is, we can't be hidden away. We have to be in full view all the time. So what's the answer? The best we've come up with so far is ritual and mystery. Because it keeps us hidden while still in plain sight. The smoke and the mirrors, the mystery and the protocol, it's not there to keep us apart, it is there to keep us alive.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Keep Calm and Crown On. It's a podcast dedicated to the crown on Netflix, so grab a best cup of tea and let's get royal. Everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I find it so fracking apropos that we are doing this episode today.
Yes!
As a matter of fact, I wanted to do this episode today specifically because of the most recent news with the British, well, the English royal family, British royal family, whatever. Your girl, Meghan Markle, Princess Meghan, stepping down, and as is Harry. Prince Harry, both there's taking a step back, shall we say?
Okay,
taking a step back from being one of the senior royals of the British royal family.
Never be royal.
Big news, man, big news. And I'm gonna go out on the limb here and say, you know, I don't usually do politics or whatever.
We're also like, not from the UK.
We're not English. whatever. But I got to tell you, I am super proud of them. I am wicked proud of them. Like, just.
I don't actually understand what happened today. In case you're listening to this in the future, We're recording on Wednesday, January 8th, 2020.
That's correct. And today the news came out that Prince Harry and Princess Meghan are going to be. Essentially not staying as senior members of the royal family. So like they're not going to be doing all the major royal things. They're not going to have such a prominent role. Essentially, it's like King Edward back in the 30s abdicating his throne.
To his brother. To say,
I want to go marry an American and I want to do whatever
I want to do. We all covered that in season one, which you didn't get to watch.
No, we did not. I did not, rather.
And yeah, hey, but I'm saying we, the listeners, everyone else tuning into this knows what you're talking about.
Right, but all I'm saying is it's I don't think there's anything really been ever quite like it other than something like that. And, you know, I was kind of like wishy-washy on it at first. And then something happened. I was reading one of the quotes that Harry had. And he's like, I watched my mother die. I lost my mother. And here I am now watching the same exact forces bring down my wife. And he's like, I can't have that. I can't. And immediately, all I wanted to do is just stand up and just do this for him.
Once again, we don't live in the UK. We don't pay the taxes that have probably funded a million of the things that Harry and Meghan have done with their lives.
That's probably even that recent trip to Canada, by the way. So the taxpayers have certainly funded their life. I just don't care. I just don't care.
Blake, this, that's not kind.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's
I know,
not kind.
But some of our listeners do care. So maybe you can rephrase.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, it doesn't matter to me because
you're saying,
this
as
is,
an American,
as an American and as a human, it doesn't matter to me. Like these
as
people,
as a husband,
yes, absolutely.
There you go.
My foremost.
Would you like me to fix what you're saying?
No, I don't, because it's true. As a husband, my most important thing in my life is my wife. And if there's a problem that I feel like where my wife is being endangered, then I'm doing whatever I got to do to extricate my wife from that situation. How are you able to fix that?
Okay.
No, you disagree?
You no, I'm just saying you were fumbling before and I was trying to save you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I always need saving, I suppose, especially when speaking. That's maybe a downfall of mine, which is an odd choice for a career like this. So I find it so apropos that we're talking about this episode
today.
Like,
I still don't understand, though. I don't understand. Like,
they're
going to
be splitting time between the UK and the United States or Canada.
Where do they live when they're in the UK? Do they get an allowance? You know, we were just watching the previous, or is it this episode? It's this episode that we're talking about. It's Bobby Kins that we're talking about, where they're like, I want more money, please.
Right.
And
essentially, what's happening is I think they're letting go of the allowance, or their allowance is being like severely lowered. And I don't know if they're
going to
be retaining,
get a job at Starbucks.
I don't know if they're going to be retaining residents at their Frog Pond, whatever it's called.
It has great benefits.
It does have. You know who has great benefits? Whole Foods. They pay a lot of money, too. Pay a lot of money.
Maybe that's where they'll go. So they're going to not be fancy titles anymore?
I don't know.
How much of this do you know?
I was reading all about it today, but I don't know if their titles are being taken away. I mean,
so they're going to live half in the U.S., half in the U.K.
Yes.
Are they going to fly Delta?
That's one of the questions that's coming up, because they're going to be taking planes, and are they going to be taking private planes? Are they going to be taking
JetBlue,
Royal planes? Like, how are they going to do this? So there's a lot of questions.
Will they have
up in
to
the
pay
air.
The $30 luggage fee like the rest of us jabronis?
I don't think they'll have a problem. One of the other things that came up too was like, okay, they're going to have to have like a security force like around them. They are among the most famous people on the planet. Who's going to pay for that security force now?
I don't know.
You know, so it's a big deal.
I know nothing, Jon Snow, but we wanted to especially talk about this episode of The Crown because it was kind of fitting.
Yes, absolutely.
In the sense that, what are these roles that these people play?
Right.
It's very confusing.
What role do they play? Is it important?
So they're pretty much saying, like, we're giving our 2 weeks, but to which I want to say, what is your job?
Well, your job is what it's. Well, you know what? Let's just get into the episode, shall we? Let's get into the. Let's dig right down deep into
this
conversation.
Let's go, Bobby Kins. We had a small yacht we had to sell. It was a rough day.
I was thinking about playing that whole thing at the beginning of this episode just to show you how much of a buffoon he really was. And he really did say those things, by the way.
No, I believe it.
He
I
really did. It. That actually
Poor
happened.
Thing.
Well, the title of this episode, as we've already alluded to, or actually said, is
Bobbykins,
which is the name that Princess Alice had for your boy Prince,
why is he? No, he's not.
He's not your boy.
Nope.
He's not.
he can be your boy
for Prince Philip. And the director of this episode was Benjamin Caron, as it has been for the past three episodes. And the writer of this episode is, as always, the showrunner and creator of the show, Peter Morgan.
There you go.
Marvin, what do you got for your Corgi's rating?
I'm going to give this one a 4.6.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little low for you.
Oh.
That's a trifle low.
Okay.
Or a skosh. Can we say skosh?
I don't even know what that means.
I just
picture Kung Fu Panda saying skadoosh.
Skadoosh. why a 4.6?
I don't think that's very low. Once again, this is on a 1 to 5
scale. It's low for you. Usually you're bandying about fives, like you're giving out jobs.
Do you want to know why?
I would love to know why.
Woe is me. I have to sell a yacht. What should we do? I found this episode to be completely unrelatable, aside from the fact of being embarrassed by family members.
Yeah, you know, I kind of...
There's moments in this show that I connect. I connect in emotion. It's weird. Of course, we've like been able to showcase that the queen handles emotions in a very different way. But I don't know. There's been different aspects in the relationships that I really cling to and I sink my teeth in and I can see myself or I see friends or like I love Princess Margaret because I know someone. You know who it is. Hot Mess Express. Very
she has
talented.
Zero Fs.
Oh, yeah.
Her F's account's on overdraft.
You know, I would love to be her friend. Love to be her friend. So... this episode, granted, like all of that time, still very unrelatable in the grand scheme of their life and their poshness. But this one for me, it did have moments of the relationships that I can connect with. A huge thing for me in television is I need to connect with somebody.
Absolutely.
And I didn't necessarily feel myself connecting in this episode. So it's not that there was anything wrong with it. It wasn't any of the shooting. It wasn't any of the acting or anything like that. It's just to me... not my favorite. Still very, very good. Still 4.6.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm giving this one a 4.5. But before I get into why, I think I want to just address what you said a little bit. Because, you know, as we've said in previous episodes of Keep Calm and Crown On, we were huge fans of Downton Abbey. And I remember when we went to go see the film in Chicago, and we were in the big leather chairs that moved, and we had people bringing us food and everything. It was awesome.
It was us and three other people who were three times our age.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a Lux theater on
in Chicago
day.
And you know what? We should have been out doing good Chicago things.
It was 2 p.m.
And it was 2 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon somewhere in this mall. And we were like... yeah.
We know what we want to do.
We were tired. We were like, Mary's like, Blake, do you want to go see Downton Abbey? I was like, yes! We were there for my buddy's wedding.
Yep.
And it was the next day. We were like, I don't want to do anything here. Like, I'm done. I'm cooked.
I just want to know.
I just wanted to watch the movie. Anyway, the reason why I bring it up is because, you know, we were big fans of it, right? And...
Are, sweetheart.
Valid point.
I don't think it's over.
We were big fans. We are big fans of it. And... you know, that show, too, is, you know, not the level of The Crown, but it's still relatively unrelatable. Being part of the British royalty, it's like, whoa, you know, there's a lot, whether you're a duke or a lord or I don't even know what the hell they are. But, you know, it's still, they're living in, you know, the Downton Abbey. And it's like, wow, man, how do you, but what made Downton Abbey so special, in my opinion, was not only just the upstairs and the downstairs aspect of it, but even those that were upstairs, people that you really couldn't relate to, you could relate to their relationships. And I remember that first scene when the drone shot of tracking up the hill and seeing the house, Downton Abbey, in the film, and I just like this beaming smile came on my. It was like radiating red and orange. It was so beaming. So I wanted to bring that up because you were talking about how this episode was unrelatable, and I get it. I truly do. I think the thing that I would say is one thing does happen where it is completely relatable, and that's a son realizing, "Oh, dude, I messed up." I messed up, and I've been messing up for a long time. I've been pretty selfish. And I think that's totally relatable for any person, which brings me to my to my ranking, and okay. then I'll get right into my GBG because it kind of relates to it.